Today, the ruins of the Chereda Tower, now overgrown with vegetation, up above the path are faint traces of a large and complex system of control and defence of the main transit routes of the northern Lecco area, for instance, of the naval routes along the eastern shore of Lake Como and of the Valsassina land route. The system appeared like a huge military belt that surrounded the Grigna Mountains and linked up southwards with Lecco and the plain, northwards with a network of fortifications that went up the lake and then up the high valley of the Adda River, the course of which constituted the border between the two parts of the Longobard Kingdom, Neustria to the south and Austria to the north. This fortified belt was not created all at once, but was built up gradually over the centuries, starting from the first castra, or late Roman military camps, via the high medieval fortresses, up until the lookout towers and the actual castles of the late Middle Ages. The towers, fortresses, and fortified villages were always built in strategic positions, often on high ground, in order to control a broad portion of territory and easily see each other. In this way, in the event of danger, alarm signals could be sent from Switzerland or from northern Lombardy and reach Milan in a matter of minutes.